Of Ally Jenkins Awkward. Today I'm here with a very, very special guest.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle Bennett. How are you doing?
Good, how are you? Nice to be here and meet you finally.
I know. So tell us what you do.
What do I do besides do podcasts? No. I am an artist. I'm an artist myself, but I'm also a producer. So my fiance Mike and I, we own a production company and we film and create music videos.
Awesome.
So some of the music videos you guys may have watched, some of your favorite influencers or artists we've worked with. And then
she's worked with some really cool people.
Some pretty cool people. You can check out Star Kids LA. It's Star Kids with a Z if you want to see some of the people on Instagram that we've worked with. But yeah, so that's what we do. And then I'm also an artist, an MC, rapper. I hate the word rapper, though, because I don't really like rap music. So there's a big difference between rap and hip-hop to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are a big fan of that type of music.
But, oh, yeah. What got you into that? Like,
I grew up listening to hip hop and I've always been really good at writing.
Okay.
And my brain kind of works in a rhyme form. Like I can write, I could probably write Hallmark cards too. Cause like literally my brain works like that. It's just constantly like anything, like everything in my head turns into a rhyme. So,
yeah.
I've always done it. I always loved it. And then when I was like, I don't know, like in my mid twenties, I'm not gonna tell you guys my age, but I'm in my mid twenties still, it's crazy. But, when I was in my mid-20s, I just decided I was going to start recording, and so
yeah.
I did, and then I put out like 3 or 4 albums now. How many, Mike? I don't know.
That's crazy.
And then I've written and recorded everything myself, and then I went back in like 2012, so there was a legendary music manager named Jerry Heller, and he managed, he started NWA, he managed Creedence Clearwater, Tina Turner, Marvin Gaye, he did Elton John and Pink Floyd's first music tours. He was my mentor. And so he kind of taught me the business and stuff. And then when I was ready to kind of go do my own thing and spread my wings on the business side of stuff, I met Mike, coincidentally. And
Aww. So
it just all kind of divinely worked out. So here we are.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's a short version.
We know you have, like, the unicorn hair. What got you started into that? Like, what?
The hair. That's a good question.
I think it's so cool. It's much better in person, too.
Thank you. The hair. How did it start? Well... So I used to be in real estate finance before I decided to pursue like my passion and stuff.
Okay.
And so obviously I couldn't have colored hair when you're selling houses or, you know,
yeah.
doing finance. Well, you could, I guess, but I mean, I probably would now, but back then, you know, was kind of not the cool professional thing. So I had blonde hair, my other rural hair color. So then as soon as I decided to do what I wanted to do, I just decided to, my cousin was a hairstylist and she was like, oh, I can get you some of this cool hair stuff from Cosmoprof. You have to have like a license for cosmetology to go there. And then I was like, cool. And this was because nobody was really dyeing their hair colorful at that time. So, like,
yeah.
you couldn't just get it at Sally's Beauty Supply like you can now. So she got me that. And then I kind of got, like, addicted and then wore it. And then I noticed more people started getting colored hair. And then it became easy
yeah.
to find. And then I had a friend who was child autistic. Mm-hmm. And she was like, can you do some blue something for Autism Month? And I was like, I'll just dye my hair blue. So I dyed my hair blue, and then that stuck, and then it started fading out, and it turned like a mint green. I was like, oh, I like this. And then I was like, okay, and then I was like, what do I want to do next? And I went purple, and then, because it washes out, so it's
yeah.
not like, you know what I mean? And it's really, like, the stuff I use, it's like, it makes your hair soft. It doesn't, like, damage it, so it's,
yeah.
it's actually a conditioner almost, so it's like, okay, so I just did that, and then just kind of never went away, and then, like, obviously these are hair extensions.
Yeah.
But because
they look real though. I thought it was real.
Thanks. So I do my hair myself just because I'm like I don't have the patience to sit in the salon. It's like a lot of work to do this.
Especially something like that.
Exactly. It takes like hours. So I did that like 1 or 2 times and then I realized like I don't think I have the energy for this sitting here that long. So I was like, I'm just gonna figure out to do it myself and then I just purchased clip-ins and when I want to switch them, I just do that, and then I just get, like, the base color and do it myself. And
it looks so good.
It's easy peasy. If you ever need your hair done, call me.
Okay.
I'm a lot less expensive, meaning free, because they charge a lot, too, for that, which I understand why, but that's why he would not have that in my other half if I was spending that much money on my hair every month.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot. Yeah.
And it's just easier, because you got to redo it all the time, so when it fades
yeah.
out, and, like, the extensions, they don't fade, because you just take
can
them
Can you wash them and stuff?
You can wash them. This is real hair, yeah, so I can wash them, but... and I curled them like I curled them this morning just for you.
They were a little
frizzy. I was like, I need to color them, but you can wash them and then you air dry them and then
yeah.
you just like literally use your own shampoo and
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
But yeah, so it's cool.
It's, my mom's the same way. She's had her hair just the color of the rainbow almost.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
it's fun, right? one.
So, next question. What's your thought on, like, cancel culture?
Not just swear on this
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. cancel culture. I just think it's the stupidest thing ever, honestly. I think that it's... I personally feel like it's funny how you can only have one side of an opinion, and if you don't have that opinion, then it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think everyone has become too sensitive, too brainwashed by media. Because the truth is that you guys are younger, I'm older, and when I was your guys' age, I was influenced by stuff too. It's part of growing up. Mm-hmm. But when you get older, you start to realize, like, oh my gosh, like, these people are full of crap. And then, you know what I'm saying? And you realize how controlled it is. And it's so much worse now than it was when I was your age, because we didn't have social media. Thank you, Jesus. Because I don't know what I would have been doing on TikTok and Instagram if my parents would. I probably would have been grounded. I would have not been influencing anything from my bedroom, because I would have been grounded. Because my dad would have been like, what the hell did you post on TikTok today? Oh, my God. So that's why, like, I try not to be, like, you know, judgy of people, but I do hold the parents accountable. Because I feel like you guys are young and you guys need to be guided correctly, because the thing is too is you're young and like we want to do certain things when we're young, but because they're online they can haunt you forever.
Oh yeah.
And you don't want that to bite you in the butt. And then also like it can hurt your career. Like if you want to be an actress, you have callbacks, you know, these casting directors can look up your social media and be like, whoa, I'm gonna put her on this Disney show. Oh, then you're on the internet in a thong bikini. What the hell? You know, and it's like, I guess we're not going to cast her for this episode, you know, that kind of thing. So, but as far as cancel culture, I think it's stupid. And I purposely try to go out of my way to make a point on my Instagram, because I just feel like it's because of the fact that no one else can really say anything. Because the minute you guys say something, if you don't support, like, for example, someone we work with, I'm not going to say names, but a friend of ours who's kids and influencer, well known, didn't post anything about Black Lives Matter, okay?
Oh, wow.
And so, not anything negative against it or nothing for it, just didn't say anything. And because he didn't know, he told me, he's like, I didn't really know much about it when it first started. I don't want to get involved in sharing stuff I don't know anything about, which is a smart thing. And he starts getting all these comments, screw you, you're racist. And I'm just like,
oh no.
You're right. So it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Yeah. And for me, I won't fall in line with any narrative. And I just believe that media is like really devilish in today's age. Like it's kind of run by darkness.
Sorry, I'm trying to get the dog.
I'm not really. Excuse you.
Security.
Sophie is trying to take over. Girl, it's not your interview.
Guys, if you're listening and you're confused, my dog is like,
she's
you get
really cute
you?
Though. She just wants to kiss you the whole time, so you can't talk. She's adorable. I'm gonna take her home when I'm done. But no, I just think it's not fair. I just think it's unfair that you can't have an opinion different from anyone else. That's what it's supposed to make, especially our country, like. The diversity and people want to preach all this diversity stuff, but then at the moment I don't agree with what you think, then you want to cancel me and you don't like me and the tech. Which is funny is I really don't get much of it, to be honest. I posted a Joe Biden thing the other day. I don't know if you saw my TikTok. It's like super funny, but it's like it's not even like about like not liking Joe Biden. It was just funny.
Yeah.
And I posted it because I'm like, look, it might say, don't post it. There are people, cancel me. I don't care. You guys don't pay my bills. Like, listen, the thing is, it's like, I'm not an influencer technically. And so I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, I buy my own clothes. Brands don't pay me to wear them. So like, I'm not worried if someone's going to not like it. So I have a liberty and I kind of feel like I do it for you guys too. A lot of not you specifically, but just like the younger generation and the people we work with that want to say it, but can't because of they'll be attacked online by trolls. So it's easy to judge other people when you're not in their shoes. And I think that learning to accept people and their differences is important. And I think it's time people start doing more of that and less of like whiny, sensitive crybabies.
I agree.
You don't agree with me, I hate you. I'm blocking you. I'm gonna make a meme about you because you don't agree with me. It's like, get a therapist, please.
I agree, yeah.
You're going to be crying unicorn tears.
Unicorn tears.
I'm going to drink them. I will drink them when I'm done. When you're done crying, this is what I do.
Oh, it's not recording. Just in time. Guys, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Oh,
the camera start.
Are we live?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Hi, if you're on YouTube, the recording stopped. Sorry.
It's recording again. We're back.
We're back. Okay.
All right, we back.
So, now we're gonna get into the awkward questions.
Okay, cool.
So that's, it's about to get here. Really fun. It's allergy is awkward, so of course. Okay, so of course, before we get into other questions that are awkward, I want to know your most awkward situation that you can think of.
I have two of them, actually. This is like, for some reason, now it just clicked in my head that you asked me this. So, they both involve my boobs.
Okay.
Okay, which if anyone knows me, I'm pretty conservative, like, the way I dress. Like, I could probably...
I love your style, though.
Thank you, but I wore a nice little sexy dress for his birthday the other day, and he was like, you are not posting on Instagram, because I'm like, no, I know, I like to have people's imagination wonder what it looks like under here, because it's like, I just feel like more comfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We work with younger kids, too, boys specifically, who, if I wear a tight shirt and I have big boobs, they're hiding, but they're big, and they'll be like, what'd you say, Michelle? I'm like, oh my god, trust me, it's happened. So, that being said, so back to my boobs, since it's an awkward situation. So, the first one was when I was 16.
Okay.
My mom did not tell me that we were having a guy come over to fix something. We just moved in our house. We had new carpet. And he was like, I guess something needed fixed in it. And so, he was coming over, right? Now, my dad's at work, and my dad's a fire captain, so he was gone for 24 hours. So, I knew my dad wasn't going to be home, or like, it was just me and my mom. My mom was downstairs. And my bathroom door faced, like, we had a spiral stairway and then, like, a long hall. So, like, the hallway you had to walk down was, like, almost like a runway, right? Like, to picture coming towards my door. Well, I got a shower in the middle of the day. We lived on a lake, so I think I had been, like, wakeboarding or something. And I hopped in the shower. And then I, like, know that my dad's at work and my mom's downstairs. I'm 16, so I'm fully developed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm naked, and I walk out to the bathroom, and the freaking carpet guy was walking down the hall.
Oh, no.
And I scream. I'm still embarrassed about this to this day. Like, I screamed so. I was like, I felt bad for him, because I think he was more scared, too, because it was like, I mean.
It's the carpet guy.
I'm like walking out, like, oh, no one's going to see me, because my room was right next door to the bathroom. So I was just planning on, like, running to my room and then hopping in my closet and pulling clothes. And, I cried. I was so mad at my mom. I was so mad. I was like, why wouldn't you tell me? She was, I mean, she didn't know what to say, because I don't know what she was thinking. She goes, you never walk out naked. I said, yes, I do, but I do it when you're not around. And dad's at work, so I didn't think.
Oh, your parents were home?
No, my mom was downstairs.
Oh,
but, like, I knew she was downstairs, right?
Yeah.
So, like, and we had intercoms, so I could, like, tell. Like, I knew where my mom, like, I knew she was. And she's not your mom. It's different. You don't really care. But, like, you know when your dad, when you're that age, or you're, like, carpet repair guy, like,
yeah.
He was like, his face was like, I think he was more embarrassed than me. He was like, I mean, could you imagine, like, you're at somebody's house and their daughter walks out naked, like, oh my god, like,
so bad.
So that was the first one, and then the second one was
so bad.
When I was like 21, I went to a Dodgers game with my boyfriend at the time, or whatever, right? And I was wearing a, what do you call those tops that tie, like, the
tie,
like a
tie.
It's like a tank top, but it doesn't have straps, it just ties around your neck.
Oh, it's like a
halter top.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called. So I had a halter top on, right? And Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were dating at the time, or I don't know if they were married or dating, but they were there. And again, like I told you, you guys don't know, but I do have big boobs. So I didn't have a bra on with this halter top, because it had like a built-in one, you know, like,
yeah.
You don't have to. So we're walking to the car and the game's over, and all of a sudden my strap breaks. Literally, Ashton Kutcher was right next to us, and it was like, almost like it was like a timed in a movie. It's like, my strap broke, my boobs were out, and Ashton Kutcher turns and looks at me, and he's all, oh, nice. And I was like, I literally was like mortified. And that was like, so that was like,
so
I can't even make this stuff up. It only happens to me. I don't know what it is, why these things happen to me, but they happen to me. So that was the, so. Yeah,
so
I obviously getting paid back for being so conservative. I'm like, yeah, you want to be conservative, all right? Watch this shirt fail you. So that was that. I mean, he literally, it was just the weirdest things. We're all walking in the car, and there's all these people like following him, and I'm just like, I'm not like starstruck with people, but I was just like, oh, it's Ashton Kutcher, that's kind of cool. And this is before, like, this was like early 2000, I would say like 2005, 6. So, like, it wasn't, like, cell phone cameras and stuff like that,
yeah.
Really. So, people weren't all, like, filming him. So, you know, people are just, like, looking at him. And we're walking in the car, and he's, like, walking. And I'm, like, and that was
that's
that. So,
so
that
bad.
Was awkward,
that's
to say
so
the least.
Bad.
Traumatizing is probably a little better word. But awkward indeed, yeah. So, that's that.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, Ashton Kutcher.
So do you have any like pet peeves? What's your top pet peeves?
Liars.
Ooh, good one.
Bullshitters. Liars who bullshit. And
you don't like dirty stuff either.
And I don't like dirtiness. I do not like messy people.
Yeah. So
Mike wants to interject on that. He knows I would get freaking anxiety with people.
Are you like a neat freak or a...
Like, I'm not, like, super, like, it doesn't, it's more about, like, I don't care if, like, you have, like, clothes laid in there or something, but, like, if they're dirty, like, put them in the damn hamper.
In the hamper,
like,
yeah.
If they're clean and you gotta put them away, I get it. But, like, certain stuff, I'm just, like, I like things orderly because it, like, I don't know. It just, I wasn't like that when I was younger, though. It was weird. I didn't care. I was, like, throwing my shit everywhere. Maybe move in your own place and you, like, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like I function better, like, that saying cleanliness is next to godliness, like.
Yeah.
And we have dogs and stuff, so it's like, I just like to keep stuff nice, you know? Just,
yeah,
I'm a little anal retentive.
I'm more like a neat freak, too, so.
That's a good thing to be, though. I wasn't, though, when I was your age. My mom would, Michelle, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But then when I, like, even when I was, like, in my 20s.
I'm gonna stop one of these.
Welcome to Hollywood.
There's a police guy.
Popo is out. Next, cue the helicopter.
True.
The
There's
shopper.
Always a helicopter
like, into the, like the spotlight. It's scary when it happens.
And it's something. It's weird because.
My God.
It's weird because here in LA, because I'm from Mississippi. Don't ever go there. It's boring.
MISSISSIP.
Yeah. But the siren is different here.
Really? Are the fire trucks different color too?
No, there's just like red and stuff, but.
You know, some states are green. Some are white.
Green.
Blue is. I think Seattle's blue. Weird, I don't know.
That is so weird.
I know. I'm like, it's supposed to be red. I check, but it sounds different.
It sounds different. Yeah, this one's more like an annoying cat. And ours at home is just like a siren, normal like siren.
Do you guys live in a small town in Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they do this, they wake everybody up because it's so much like buildings and everything's up instead of just like,
it's weird.
It's interesting.
Okay, so when you were little, did you ever have like an imaginary friend? Like, someone you would talk to yourself, like...
I don't know if I remember, to be honest. I don't remember having...
I definitely had one.
I don't remember, but I know that I saw things. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see things.
Oh, okay.
Like, that people that were no one else could see there.
Okay.
But they weren't like, oh, this is my imaginary friend. It was literally like... I remember, because we lived in... So, where we lived, I had, like, our backyard. I had, like, we call it like a built-in like gym or something, like play whatever gym my dad built, had like a bar and like a thing, a deck, like, you know, you're a teenager, you want to swing on the bar, so we had a tire swing too, but it was like built-in, it was like heavy duty thing. So me and my friends would be in the backyard and we had an empty lot next door, and I remember seeing this old man all the time walking in like in a suit with a cane and no one else could see him.
Wow, that's crazy.
He didn't talk to me or anything, but I would see him. So and then I probably did have I'm an only child, so are you an only child too?
No, I have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my dog was my friend. I used to dress my dog up and push him around the baby shoulder.
I did the same to mine.
I used to push him around the baby shoulder. I'm like, he was chill. And my mom, like back then, like, because they didn't have like pet clothes like they do now. So my mom had got me these pajamas. And I remember it was like adult pajamas. And then they had kid pajamas that matched. So like I took the kid pajamas and I put them on the dog. It was funny. Like, we did stuff like that. Like, but I didn't really have... I mean, I don't remember. If I did, I don't remember because I don't remember... I would remember a name, I would think.
Yeah.
But I know that I would... I would see things.
That's
people.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've never heard something like that before. That's different.
A little different, yeah.
It's a little different.
Pretty psychic, too. Watch out. You want me to read your fortune?
So, did your parents ever give you the birds and bees talk? And if they did, what age?
God, my mom did in sixth grade. You guys.
No.
Dude, it was the worst experience ever. My mom, you gotta understand, so I cuss like a sailor.
Yeah.
My father kind of does, not like towards me, but like he's a fireman, so they, you know, kind of have potty mouths too.
Yeah.
But my mom is like the type that doesn't even, she'll be like, excuse my French, but that pisses me off. I'm like, so this is my mom, right? Like, Miss Kitty Gitty. So in sixth grade, so I don't know, like, how you're probably homeschooled, right? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when you go to regular school, like, in Mississippi, is it, like, kindergarten through sixth grade?
Yeah.
And then you switch to junior high, seventh, eighth, and then you go to high school, ninth through 12th?
Wait, like, kindergarten so, like, through straight schools. School?
Yeah, like, so,
oh,
like,
no, it's different schools, yeah.
So, some schools, like, so, some schools in California, it stopped. You guys are fired.
Okay, we're back, guys.
Free labor, they're fired. Just kidding.
Okay, so,
in my school, it was, like, you go kindergarten through sixth grade, and that, like, elementary, and then junior high is seventh and eighth, you go to a different school, and then you switch after eighth grade to high school, and it's ninth through 12th grade. So when I was going into junior high, which is no longer like one teacher, you switching classes and all that.
Yeah.
My mom goes one day, my dad's at work. She's like, Michelle, we need to have the talk. And I'm like,
oh no.
I already know. Kids talk. Like, she's mm-hmm. like, but you don't know how, if it, I don't know if they're telling you the truth. I'm like, oh. They have sex ed in high, in junior high. I'm like, I don't want to hear this from you. She literally gave me the whole talk. She even pulled a condom out.
Oh, that's so weird.
I was like crying. You don't understand. I was crying. I was like, I don't want to hear this. I was like so upset because I honestly did already know. Kids talk. Like,
yeah.
Not stupid. Who do you think the kid? I thought I was delivered by a stork. Like, I know how babies are born. I'm not dumb. So I'm like, I don't need the whole, like, you know, science exam lesson. You pull out like a chart or something. I was literally, I remember it. Like, I don't remember. I think she might have, to be honest.
Oh,
honest, like,
she did everything.
She's
she
like
out.
Over the top. Like, I'm like, you gotta wear condoms. I'm like, I'm going into seventh grade. I haven't even kissed a boy. Like, what are you talking about sex for? Like, she probably waited for high school for that one. I'm just saying. But anyway, I'm like, okay, that was like traumatizing. Did your mom have that talk with you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you,
she did.
Are you traumatized about it?
She gave me a video.
They
have explained
YouTube
it to
now.
Me. She didn't explain it to me. She gave me a video.
Was it like a tutorial one or is it like an old lady?
It was like explaining everything, like a video. So, yeah.
That's a great way to make sure your kid's a virgin forever. Because I'm telling you, when my mom told me, I was like, ew!
I want to say I was in like fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah. I know I was in sixth going into junior high, but I'm like, I literally didn't even have my first kiss with a boy until I was in ninth grade, which. I know kids that we work with, these influencers, they still have not even had a kiss because you guys, all you guys do
I
is
have,
work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I was like, and even then I was like, I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Yeah.
And he's like obsessed with me. Like, then I didn't like him anymore. I was like, I just wanted to try this kissing thing out. Like, I'm not trying to like date you.
Mood.
Like, and I'd be like, you better not call my house either. Like, because they didn't have cell phones and stuff. And I'm like, you call my house, my dad's going to get pissed.
Because
my dad was like, you can't have a boyfriend until you're 16. And I was scared of my dad. I was like, you better not call my house. So I ignored him because I was more afraid of my dad. And then he toilet papered my house.
Oh, no.
This is a good story. Toilet papered my house, this jerk. Now, remember, like, your freshman, senior boys are like, ooh. But not me. I was like, get away from me. So he toilet papers my house. I figured out it's him. So my best friend growing up, Nicole, lived on the street. So one night I stayed the night at her house. This is a good one. And we decide get his ass back.
Oh.
So we go to his house to toilet paper him, and just so happened there was a party up the street, and the police were leaving from breaking up the party and caught us. And we ran.
Oh,
right? We're like, oh shit. So we're like running. And there's this like, so she lives against this, like her house is like on the back. There's like a main road behind her house, which is like this big brick wall. She scaled this thing like she was a freaking Spider-Man. And I'm like, I can't jump that shit. So I'm like, and the police are like, if you don't come out, we will let the police dogs out. Oh, and I'm like,
oh, no.
All right, I'm here. They literally took us back to her mom they took me in the cop car. Nicole got away. She ran home and told her mom, they got Michelle. Like, it was like toilet paper. It was like, when you're like in high school and you've never been in trouble and the police get you, you're scared. Like, I was like, oh my God. So anyway, we did get his house though, and they didn't make us take it down. They just took me back and told her mom, and her mom never told my parents because my parents were like way more strict. Her mom was like the cool, she had like the cool parents that were like,
dang.
Her mom knew we were doing it. It wasn't like a big deal. It was like, it's toilet paper. It's mm-hmm. not like we're like spray painting his car.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the police, I had a lot of experience. The police took me back in the police car, and I was like, please don't take me home to my parents. Please just take me back to her parents. Please, 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 please. And the cop was like, okay, calm down. Because I was, like, freaking out. I'm like, no, you don't know my dad.
I freak out, too.
I wasn't, like, my parents didn't hit me, but I knew I was going to be grounded. And
yeah.
I did not, like, not having a social life.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, my God, please don't tell my dad. So that was that. So that guy never.
That's a story.
Yeah.
Sure.
So my first experience with toilet papering, I got arrested, basically. So that's good times.
Okay, so this is the section of the podcast where we go into a game, and today's game is, if you were in this awkward situation, what would you do? So, this one's good. Okay, so you're in a public restroom, and you just went number two, then you realize the stall has no toilet paper. What do you do?
Use the seat cover.
Okay, wait, the thing you put on the...
Yeah, the paper... Well, first of all, let me tell you something.
What bathroom don't have it?
Yeah, what if the bathroom didn't?
Hold on. I always make sure there's toilet paper before I sit down.
True, yeah, me too.
Number one. And then speaking of number two, just kidding. Number two, I check, because, well, California is different. I don't know Mississippi. Like, I know when I was in New York, they don't have seat covers. And I was in D.C., they didn't have seat covers. Like, it's like, California has those, like, things you put the... tissue, it's like tissue paper.
Yeah.
So when I was in New York, like, it was like 10 years ago for the first time, this is when cell phones were like just kind of having camera phones. And so I was like Facebooking all my like adventure. And I was like, they don't have seat covers. And one of my friends was like, you got to do he called it something nest. And you take like, he called it something nest. And you make your own seat cover with the toilet paper. And you're like, but I already was doing that. Like, I will not... Okay, I can squat. I mean, usually don't do number two in
yeah.
public if I can avoid it at all costs. But if you sometimes can't hold it, you gotta go. But, like, I don't I don't like to squat, and I don't like public restrooms in general. They're disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will... I always make sure there's toilet paper in there before I sit
mm-hmm.
down.
Same.
And then if not, I just... if there's not, like, literally... Because, like, you know when you go into bathrooms, this is a trick, too. Always use the first stall. There's a cleanest. I like watched a study on this because apparently people don't like the first stall because it's closest to the door, so they go to the back. So like there's less.
I never thought about that.
But sometimes you open the door and you're like, people didn't flush, like blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is nasty. Like girls,
nasty.
Some of you girls are nasty. Ugh.
Nasty.
Nasty.
And
like,
it's the worst when you go into different stalls and there's no toilet paper in each stall.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, knock knock. You can you pass me some, please? But seriously, I just check because I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just check. I like to. I'm a prepared person.
Okay, guys, well, that's it for today. What's your Instagram and all your socials so they can follow you?
Real Michelle Bennett and at REAL Michelle Bennett. And then M Benz with two N's. Z is my music stuff. And then we have Star Kids LA.
I have a ton
of them. If you just go to Real Michelle Bennett, it's all in my
yeah.
name. So.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thanks
for joining
for having
me today.
You guys go subscribe.
If you're just listening, go to the YouTube channel, it's Allergy Official.
She's the coolest 14-year-old in the game, so don't sleep.
I wish.
You heard it here first. I'm just
Well, thank you guys for listening and watching. Bye.
Bye, guys. Peace.